Feels like a must-win for Golden State. The Raptors up 2-1. I think they should be feeling very confident ahead of the game this evening.
And James Duthie, man, he seems like he's got a new best friend.
He is jacked up for the game tonight. Let's head to Oracle. Here's a longtime NBAer, NBA champ, former Raptor, and now TSN NBA analyst, Chris Bosch. What's happening, Chris?
Oh, man, nothing but the Bills, man.
Attaboy.
Nothing but the Bills.
Attaboy. How confident should the Raptors be tonight?
Well, I mean, they should be confident, but they should be confident in themselves by, you know, enforcing their game plan and really, you know, making a statement tonight. You know, every finals game is a chance to make a statement. They have another great opportunity right now, and they need to, you know, play this like a game seven.
I was going to ask you, that's where I was headed. If the Raptors can make a statement as far as winning this game handily like they did last game, in your mind, do you think this series is over, that they've won it?
Well, you never win it until you win it.
Right.
That's one of the things you never want to get you know, into mentally. But, yeah, I mean, if you have a chance to really, you know, send a message to a team and show them how serious you are, regardless of who's on the court, you know, it's for an NBA championship, and the healthy guys or the banged up guys who can go are going to go. And it comes down to that, you know, and they're healthier. I think we all know that, healthier than the Warriors. So they need to use their depth. They really need to take it to those guys and, you know, not wait on another opportunity. This is the opportunity right now. They've got to seize this moment.
With Chris Bosch, ahead of Game 4 tonight, Raptors-Warriors tip-off at 9. You can watch it on TSN. Klay Thompson will play. We just don't know how effective he's going to be. He's not a guy who's, you know, looking to muck it up in the paint. He's not a guy who's looking for contact necessarily. He just runs all over the court all night.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you attack that? Like, how do you challenge Klay Thompson to get to a point where you feel like, okay, we're going to make him uncomfortable?
Well, first of all, I don't think he's going to play. You know, a hamstring is it's too difficult. You know, only time, you know, and treatment heals those things.
You don't think he'll play at all tonight? Like, he'll be active but sit on the bench?
Well, you can't play. I mean, you can't run. I've had strained hamstrings, and, you know, you make it worse by playing. And if he does play, it will eventually rupture. And that's something that, you know, is known pretty much. And I don't think he wants to go through that. But even if he does, and you know what, if he does make it through, they need to study his hamstrings and study him, because he's an X-Man. But, you know, I just feel that they're just going to challenge him by just saying, all right, we're going to push the pace. We're going to play fast. We're going to be physical. And up until you, we're going to put you in screen and roll. Let's test that hammy out. And, you know, eventually it's going to, you know, be too much, in my opinion.
With Chris Bosch, live from Oracle Arena, ahead of Game 4 tonight. Steph Curry went off in Game 3. Obviously, the Raptors would have preferred to keep him in check. But do you think the Raptors are okay with Steph having another big night, as long as they keep all of the depth in check in terms of Golden State and the other options?
Well, yeah, you know, Steph, he's one of those guys. He can score 40 points. You don't want him shooting at a very high percentage. You know, you want to make sure that you're contesting all his shots, not giving him easy layups, and putting him at the free throw line. If he makes tough shots and hits you for 40, you know, it is what it is. He's talented enough to do that. You are correct in the sense where the other guys can't get going. The supporting cast, Andre Iguodala, Draymond Green, Bogut, Cook, you know, Livingston, those guys can't, you know, have 20 points apiece. If they do that, it's going to be a much harder game on the ramps. And, you know, especially at home, with Golden State being at home, you don't want them getting confidence and getting going. Now those traps on Steph Curry will be a little harder, because he's unselfish. He's going to make the right basketball play. You don't want the other guys getting in that comfort zone and getting you put in that blender they like to put you in on defense.
Chris, I got to ask you, there's a lot of corner three shot in all of the NBA, and there is people on the opposition that are yelling things. Can you tell me what is said? Because it doesn't look like it's very nice what do guys say at the corner three? Is it like, is it the nastiest thing you ever want to hear? Because it's
no,
all.
No, I mean, usually you're too concentrated on a shot, and usually it's just like a rah, you know.
So they're trying to throw you off. They're not like chirping you necessarily, and that's part of the game. Like that's cool. You accept it because it's going
to
happen.
I wouldn't be able to shoot one.
Me neither. I'd be totally thrown off.
Yeah, that's why you always see like when guys make one, they look at the bench. That's why they're doing that.
Yeah,
which is anytime you see somebody make a three, then look at the bench. That's because they were yelling at them or saying something. But you know, you hear it, but it doesn't have any effect on the shot.
Huge big wheel move too when you hit that three and you look back.
You would look back for 3 days, Brian.
I'd stop. I wouldn't play defense. I'd hit the shot.
Your guy would go up and get an easy two.
I'd
choke
some guy out. get a technical and get suspended for the year. With Chris Bosh, I had a game four tonight. In terms of the other, we all know Kawhi Leonard, what he's all about, what we expect out of him tonight. But I thought the beauty of game three was Danny Green showed up big time. Kyle, like the rest of the starting five, they all had 17 or more points. Who do you think is going to play a more integral part in making sure the Raptors, you know, are rocking tonight? Is it Kyle Lowry? Is it Marc Gasol? Pascal Siakam? Of the other starters not named Kawhi Leonard, who plays the most important part for the Raptors tonight?
Well, I think, you know, obviously a team approach, right? But I think, you know, when Lowry and Siakam play well, you know, they're very, very, very tough to beat. Now, you know, Siakam has to be who he is, play his game. I don't mind the outside shots, but he's a better rhythm player. So if he gets a couple layups, you know, some easy transition buckets, attacking the rim, offensive rebounds, tip-in, something like that, then I don't mind him shooting the corner threes. You know, and extending after that. When he does that, they play well. With Kyle, I think he's just got to, you know, really look for a shot. You know, I saw a couple times when, you know, he's coming off the screen and rolls, they go under the screen. In the regular season, that's gone. He needs to continue. You know, he has to look for that. And, you know, if he's aggressive and looking for a shot, attacking the rim, playing in that screen and roll game, to where Kawhi can kind of play off the ball a little bit and not have to worry about those traps, they're going to be, you know, they have a great chance of winning tonight. And I think with Gasol, they just need to establish him early. That way he'll be a threat, you know, as the game goes on. That way when those threes come, he'll look for them more and be comfortable shooting them more because, you know, hopefully he would have seen the ball go through the net early in the game.
One of the biggest storylines of the game on Wednesday night was the minority owner pushing Kyle Lowry when he was in the crowd. You know, no one knew at the time the guy actually had ownership stake in the team. But we know now he's been fined and banned for a year. Have you ever had an experience like that where you went into the stands or you were, you know, on the outside of the court and a fan either touched you, pushed you, shoved you? What kind of experiences have you had throughout your career?
I mean, nothing like that. That was, I mean, that has no place. I don't even know what that dude was thinking. I mean, especially, you know, at that type of level, you need to be representing yourself and your family. You know, I don't know if people don't know that, you know, it's on live television. It's the biggest thing in the world going at that moment. So you probably don't need to reach over two people just to, you know, push, I guess that was a push. Push Kyle. Push Kyle. I don't know what the hell he was thinking.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that was.
Interact.
It wasn't even a good push. It wasn't even a good push.
Terrible push.
Are you a third grader?
Yeah.
who pushes people anymore? It's like,
well, they always say you want to get your money's worth. That was not it. You might as well have punched him right in the face.
Yeah, man. I mean, it was crazy. And then the fact that, you know, he's representing the Warriors. I mean, you know, that was a definite slip up, and you know, I don't know. It was weird. No, that's never happened to me.
Okay.
Have you gone out to dinner with that guy beside you that you're working with yet, or do you even know his name yet?
Yeah, everybody gives everybody a tough time here. I love it. No, we haven't gone to dinner. We've been, you know, putting in hours here. It's actually. Yo, it's a lot of time here, man. We're at the gym quite a while. I mean, we got here, it's 2:30, you know, Pacific time, and we'll probably won't get out of here until 11, you know, 10:30, 11 o'clock. So we're here for a while.
All right. That'll cut it, man.
That's all we need. Off air, that's a lot of flag football stories you're going to hear.
Yep.
Oh, tons.
Bask in it. Enjoy it while you can, Chris. Thanks for doing this, man.
I'm soaking it all in, man. No worries. I'm getting all the flag football, you know, Canadian stories I can get.
We'll take care of you. All right. Enjoy game four tonight. Thank you for this.
All right, man. Thanks a lot, guys.
There's Chris Bosch ahead of game four tonight. Putting in work with Duffy.
He's fantastic.
He's the best.
Always great catching up with him before the game tonight. Interesting what he said, too. He doesn't think Clay's playing.
Isn't that crazy?
He's like, I don't think Clay Thompson's playing.
Guess what he said last game?
He's not playing. And guess what happened?